This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Here we go, hour two, SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio, and the Big E Sports Show. Alyssa Walker-Campbell, if you are just tuning in, got to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And we got to take time to recognize the folks that make it happen at SB Nation, and that is O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their professionals know exactly what it takes to get the job done right. Come see for yourself. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We have had an amazing show so far in hour one. We talked a lot of NFL news and notes, getting you ready for the draft here in just a few weeks. You know what? Our focus in hour two is going to be on golf. We have some wonderful golf guests that will be joining us. But let's continue and extend that conversation a little bit longer with some NFL talk. And that is why I want to bring my producer back in, Jack McCraw. Jack, okay, so let's get a couple more quick hits on the Cowboys. First of all, what did you think about the signings as far as Gerald McCoy? I mean, this seems like a really nice move. And what do you think he brings to the table?
Oh, I think he brings a great defensive presence to a team that just lost one of their best defensive pass rushers in Malik Collins to the Raiders. So I think he could step in and really be a vocal leader on this team, along with guys like Sean Lee and Leighton Vander Esch.
Well, I think he can be very impactful on the field. You talk about defense. What about offense? I was kind of a little anxiety. Was Amari Cooper, was he going to stay? Was he going to go? But it looks like he inked a five-year, $100 million deal.
I think that was a big win for the Cowboys, because in his first season with the Cowboys, he really saved the season after their awful 3-5 start. They went 7-2 with him. Dak is starting to get a lot of chemistry with him, so I really believe that him and Amari Cooper are going to just carry this offense with Ezekiel Elliott, and I think Amari Cooper will work great in Mike McCarthy's offense.
You know, talk about carrying the offense. How far do you think the Cowboys are going to go? I mean, how many games? They're going to get double digits? I mean, they were 8-8 last year.
They certainly could have been at least a 10 or 11-win team last year. However, I think this season, with new adjustments, a new coach, I see 9-7, I see 10-6 as the best possibility, but we still should make a good playoff run.
Okay, only got about 20 seconds. We're going to completely shift gears. Talk to me about the Dolphins. They have the most first-round picks. What do you think the top needs are?
Their top needs are quarterback, wide receiver, and offensive line. And the quarterback I see them taking is not Tua, but Justin Herbert instead.
Wow. We'll have to continue that conversation. Hey, that's been my producer, Jack McCraw. Hey, stick around. We got much more coming your way here at SB Nation Radio.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, it's Friday night. Welcome back, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Many different ways to connect with us and platforms. You can always join us live on Twitter, at eRadioSports, info at eRadioSports.com, and PodcastArena.com. I tell you what, we appreciate our sponsors, and at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you are guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts that you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at the guaranteed lowest prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, here in our next segment tonight, we're going to highlight a sports tech company that is actually benefiting from online learning during COVID-19. And we are so delighted to have with us, he is the founder of CoachTube.com and CoachesClinic.com. And that is Wade Floyd, coming to us from Austin, Texas tonight. Hello, neighbor. How are you? We're here in Houston.
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's good to have you on the program. We want to learn more about this new platform. I mean, there's some awesome tools and technology for promoting instruction. And so before we get to the specifics of CoachTube and the CoachesClinic.com, and we learn the business of e-learning, you know, what was the origin of CoachTube.com? Tell us a little bit about it, how it all came together.
I was pretty simple. I was coaching youth baseball, and I was going on YouTube and trying to find good stuff, and it was really like overwhelming, and I didn't know it was good. And I played high school baseball, but it was been a while since I knew drills. And so at the same time, I was running another company startup, and I was loved online learning. I loved the fact that I can go at my own pace. I can get whatever I want, and I can vet and find the very best. there were some amazing platforms, and I just thought to myself, why doesn't this exist for sports?
So how many coaches helped you when you first launched? And just talk about how you guys are really striding out.
Yeah, it started off, we just reached out to a lot of coaches who had like DVDs or just YouTube channels, and we kind of showed them what we built, and they're like, this is exactly what we're looking for, because they wanted to really take their expertise and go digital. And so that's kind of was the origin, is just helping some of these independent coaches who had a following that wanted to have like more of a premium offering with their training. So we did them, and then we kind of evolved to doing governing bodies and state organizations and all kinds of different people's training. But it just originated just some guys who just didn't know how to go digital. So we gave them all the tools that they needed to do that.
Wade Floyd is the founder of CoachTube.com and CoachesClinic.com. It was pretty cool. I wasn't familiar with your platform, and I was talking about just the tools, the technology, I mean, promoting instruction. And I thought, okay, you got a variety of sports on there. I'm going to click on golf. What you got on golf? I'm always looking for some good golden nuggets to help my junior golfers and my sons. And I click on golf, and lo and behold, there is some online training videos. And it has their own swing coach on there, Tim Hobby. So, I mean, you're going to learn from some of the greatest coaches in the world. Is there one particular coach that is your favorite that maybe you can guide our listeners to?
Well, I mean, there's a coach, there's a lot of coaches, but it's really fun right now watching the TV. There's a guy named Hal Mumme who invented this air raid offense, and he's just a character. If he was an offensive coordinator for the Dallas Renegades.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he's fun to watch because he has a whole certification where you get certified on the air raid offense. But we have all kinds of trainers, all kinds of coaches. But it's really, can't play favorites, but I definitely, it's fun to get to work with coaches all day long.
Okay.
And so help them.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned football. So is that your favorite sport? What's your favorite sport?
To watch?
Yeah.
It'd be football.
Well, you have seen exponential growth in recent weeks due to COVID-19 and the social distancing. I mean, it certainly has impacted things like live clinics and camps. So what has exactly happened since the virus, you know, shut everything down? And now we've had to shift into e-learning with sports.
Well, the biggest thing is, even since we first launched, coaches love the concept, coaches love the idea, talking about the creators. Because coaches, they want to make a bigger impact. They always lack the time to sit down and make really premium content. So now, on one side, we have better creators creating more content, but on the other side is coaches now, they want an alternative to Netflix and to other things and to really develop their craft. So we're just seeing like a major surge in just coaches. And then we created the Coaches Clinic. Was just kind of a spontaneous live event. So we have all the top coaches teaching live now. So at CoachesClinic.com, you can learn from everybody from Billy Donovan to Frank Martin.
Nice.
Amazing, like, coaches will teach live, and they're doing it just to give back, and all the money's going to charity. It's 100% free, but if you do want to donate, you'll get lifetime access to their talks. So that's really taken off as well. We've got almost 26,000 people register for CoachesClinic.com in the past 2 weeks. So,
wow, that is crazy. You guys are exploding. Hey, we're talking to Wade Floyd. He is the founder of CoachTube.com and CoachesClinic.com. So what say you? I mean, do you think this is the future of learning in sports? I mean, has the coronavirus accelerated us to a point where e-learning via video, perhaps this is going to be a whole new look at our future?
Well, I definitely think it taught us that you can learn online, and I don't think it's going to replace traditional clinics or, you know, ways people go just for the community. But as far as the knowledge, I think this forced people who weren't already early adopters to technology, they're already they're going, wow, I can actually learn online. And there's a lot of things like golf, for example, not our technologies, but there's ways that you can actually like visualize and see stuff. But I really think there's something to a face-to-face person that we'll never replace.
Right.
But it's just nice to get top knowledge from coaches around the world on your phone, on your iPad, anywhere you go. So.
Well, there is a lot of information on CoachTube.com and CoachesClinic.com. It can, I don't want to say it can be a little overwhelming, but perhaps you're a parent and you're thinking about your son or daughter. Kind of give us some guidance as far as how would you direct them? What are they going to find when they pull it up online?
Well, CoachTube.com, we have 40 different sports. I think maybe 50 different sports now. So I would just click on your sport, and then there's hundreds of free courses. And there's premium courses, so we have over 2,500 coaches who've created courses. And we don't make the content, we're just the platform, so we just kind of help all these coaches. So they create their own courses, set their own prices, but we have some of the top coaches that are teaching you right there in your living room virtually. So,
now, are all of the videos that you are providing, is there a fee for each one of them? I thought I saw that there were some videos on there that are free that you're able to watch. Is that correct?
We have hundreds and hundreds of free videos that coaches just put up for free just to give back and to help people. And then we have whole learning management system courses where you take quizzes and get certified. Or that are as much as $500.
Our special guest tonight, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, has been Wade Floyd. He is the founder of CoachTube.com and CoachesClinic.com. Hey, you mentioned your name dropping, talk about Billy Donovan, Oklahoma City Thunder. Who are some other big coaching names in recent weeks that have done some online sessions? Would you mind sharing that?
So we just launched the basketball one. We have new sports coming out each week. So the first one was basketball. And so we had probably 20 or 30 D1 head coaches, a lot of NBA coaches, a lot of NBA assistant coaches. So as far as the well-known names are your Frank Martins and your Billy Donovan type. And then next week we're launching the soccer clinic, and we have it's going to be Anson, the North Carolina girls head coach, and the DC United head soccer coach. And so each week we have different clinics launching in different sports.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, soccer, that'll be a hotbed. You guys will get a lot of traffic coming into your sites with this. Hey, listen, you got to check them out. It is CoachTube.com, CoachesClinic.com, a sports tech company. They are making it happen, and they are benefiting from this online learning during a very difficult time during COVID-19. But it's so nice to have another avenue and a resource how we all can take our game to that next level. And as a parent, we're always looking for additional resources. True pleasure to have with us. That is Wade Floyd. Thank you so much, Wade. We look forward to another conversation down the road. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Much more coming your way. SB Nation Radio. Come on back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour 2, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you are with us. We are so appreciative of our sponsors that make it happen. You can trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their professionals know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. Come see for yourself. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, up next, as promised, we have a very special guest that's joining us. You bet. He is the mental coach from the Michael Breed Golf Academy. He is back. We love him. That is Dr. Nick Molinaro. Dr. Nick, it's good to have you on the show tonight. Thank you so much for taking time. How are you and how is your family?
We're doing well, Alyssa. Thanks again for this great opportunity this evening to have these conversations. You know, out here in the Northeast, it's we're right in the thick of things.
Yeah.
So it's tough, but we're all getting through it.
Well, so what are some of the things that you've done to help yourself during this stressful time to kind of reduce some of that frustration? Are you already working on another book?
Well, always writing and always trying to get something new to bring to everybody. So, yeah, we're doing that kind of thing. But I would say what helps me, and which I think helps a lot of people, is just really being very busy, you know, having a schedule of activities, whether it's exercise, speaking with family members, doing some Zoom with friends and family. All those things are important.
Well, I agree. I mean, staying connected with family and friends is definitely key. We're all learning how to use Zoom now. And I have to tell you, you know, quite frankly, before COVID-19, Dr. Nick, I'd never even heard of social distancing and, you know, being isolated, you know, from your family and friends and even from the sport that we love, right?
Yes. Well, you know, I'd like to use the term physical distancing because the social action takes place anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I think we have to do that. And clearly with what's gone on with sports across across the world, right, is that this has produced some grief reactions, not only in athletes, but certainly in parents and fans. You know, many opportunities have been lost at this point, you know, whether it's the ending of eighth grade, high school, collegiate careers, or even in some cases, professional careers. These times are going away, never to occur again.
Well, and you're so spot on because it really has been a stressful time, but it's yet been a traumatic time as we're all trying to cope with this. And athletes, student athletes, they're trying to figure out their life without competitive play. So shed some light on what athletes, the emotions they might be experiencing right now, because not only are they losing opportunities to perform, but also to achieve some of those lifelong goals.
Yeah, so when you look at grief, grief is not only what you had, you no longer have, so we probably have lost people in our lives and you'll never have them back, but grief is also about what you dreamed you could have and you can't. So when you take a look at any athlete at any point in their career, it's always about their future, right? It's always about county or state tournaments or national championships in college, some of those wonderful trophies that they can bring home. Now, some of those opportunities are gone forever. And the problem with activities that are like that, that you would long for, and they go away so quickly, the first stage is disbelief. You can't believe that that's actually happening. And so that grief reaction goes well into the future. And sometimes if people don't handle that effectively, it can be protracted and influence performances in the future as well.
So how do you heal from that? How do you pivot and move forward?
Well, you know, I always think it's important to be, you've heard the term be in the moment. What does that actually mean? So you've been around sports quite a bit yourself and with your family, and you know that the only time you can actually perform at the highest level is being in the moment. When you start to anticipate the future, you can't be present and you'll never perform at a high level. So given that there's stress now, what does that mean about being in the moment? Well, being in the moment means taking care of yourself. Being in the moment means being mindful and having gratitude about what you do have, not just what you've lost or what you are going to lose in the future. So I would say, you know, being mindful, having gratitude will keep you more present than worries about the future.
You're listening to The Voice. He's the mental coach at the Michael Breed Golf Academy. He is a leading sports psychologist. Dr. Nick Molinaro is with us tonight, SB Nation Radio. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Dr. Nick Golf. And we have a lot of parents that tune into our program, Dr. Nick. So maybe you can provide some guidance in terms of what's the best way to help your young athlete? What are some of those do's and don'ts? Because you're going to see some frustration. I think at times, perhaps, you know, even with your kids, you're going to see some anger because they're not able to physically interact with their teammates, their friends, their classmates, and they're not having an opportunity to blow off steam and compete in their respective sports. I mean, they are grieving.
Yes. Well, you know, the most important thing, I think, for parents at any point in time, but I would say mostly during this period of time, is to reflect understanding. Now, understanding is not about proving who's right or who's wrong. And a lot of times parents want to give some really good advice, I'm sure. But a lot of times kids just want to be heard, and they just want to feel understood. Now, the reason that this is essential is that belonging is very, very important for humans. We don't do well if we are on our own. We have to have a sense of belonging. Now, for children and adolescents, collegiate athletes, as well, individuals need to feel like they belong with others. And because this is a time when the developmental task is to find a sense of belonging with people, teammates are good examples, family is good examples as well. So it's always important for parents to work on understanding and assist in that great experience of belonging to a group, to a team, to a family. And they have to foster that by allowing understanding to take place. So if the kid needs some more time, you know, on social media to hang out, I would want to make sure that that takes place.
Our special guest tonight on SB Nation Radio, of course, is Dr. Nick Molinaro, mental coach at Michael Breed Golf Academy. I think one of the conversations we have had at our household with our sons being junior golfers is, you know, this is a tough time. It has dramatically changed, you know, what is going on in terms of with their sports schedule. But really, you have to embrace it as a unique and a rare opportunity where now you're going to have a chance to really grind and work on those facets of your game that you want to take to that next level. So I'm hoping that's some good advice to give, right? I mean, it's important to understand, but also kind of helping them formulate a game plan moving forward.
Well, you know, it's a lot about what the athletes are going to face, right? Athletes are always facing adversity. And so one way to look at what's going on now, instead of a lot of the complaints about what we don't have, is to see this as a way to be creative about how to adapt to adversity. No matter what you're going to do in your life, you know, whether it's a career, education, relationships, or sport, when adversity strikes, you have to be prepared for it. This is an opportunity that we were not prepared for, but now we can grow stronger as a result of this. There's a book called The Obstacle is the Way. And that whole concept is the obstacle draws you into it. So you face adversity versus running away from it. You face it instead of becoming more injured by it and persevere. It's a great sign of mental toughness and grit.
You know, I have to wonder, too, Dr. Nick, you have worked with NASCAR. You've worked with the NBA, top NFL, Olympians. Is this similar as far as, you know, talking about the grieving process, this loss of competition, is this kind of similar to, you know, what a retired athlete feels like when they don't have their sport?
Yes, I would agree. The one thing about the retired athlete is that at least they've had some time to prepare for that. I'm not saying it won't be easy to face, but grieving does occur then. You can anticipate that, not unlike when you've had other situations where you've seen something take place like an injury. This has come on in such a way without our being prepared for it. And so how to educate children now using telecommunications. But yes, it's very much like that. But with the suddenness of the onset mm-hmm. and the immediate loss, you can't be prepared for. Very, very different.
Absolutely. He is the leading sports psychologist and also co-author of his latest release. It is titled Beyond the Scoreboard, Learn It Through Youth Sports, Carry It Through Life. And he teamed up with co-author Celeste Romano. And so tell all of our listeners, we've got this downtime. We need to be reading. We need to be taking it to the next level. So where can they find this book and what are they going to find when they open it up?
But you can find it on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, and it's also available, you know, on your electronic devices as well. So, you know, the basic concept is what we're trying to get parents, athletes, coaches to understand that this is a great opportunity for development across the board about how to handle things like adversity, how to be able to use your mental skills in selecting what to pay attention to, how to regulate emotions, how to be competitive, and how to use that strong mental quality of grit. You know, persevering and passion aren't a nut. It is important to have grit, which means that it doesn't matter whether or not you've won or lost. It is the opportunity to excel and to execute at every moment of every day.
The title of the book is Beyond the Scoreboard, Learn It Through Youth Sports, Carry It Through Life. So many great discussion points in there. How to parent excellence in performance, why confidence is not the answer, and the danger of making college athletics the goal. Listen, Dr. Nick, my final question for you. This should be day two of the Masters here on this Friday. What's it like? I mean, this is uncharted territory. Like, how are we going to survive this weekend without the Masters?
I'd like to know that too. I actually miss seeing it. I miss the music and all of that symbolizes for at least the beginning of our golf season out here in the Northeast. Yeah,
yes.
We'll get through it, of course.
Yes, we miss Jim Nance. We also miss the azaleas, Dr. Nick.
Oh yeah, I have a picture of Tiger at the azalea hole. The picture is about 4 feet by 4 feet. Beautiful picture of Tiger.
Oh, great stuff tonight. Mental coach from Michael Breed Golf Academy. He is simply the best. Dr. Nick Molinaro.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, we're back. It's Friday night, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Love to hear from you. Connect with us tonight at Twitter, at eRadio Sports Info, eRadioSports.com, and PodcastArena.com. Always so grateful for the folks that make it happen at SB Nation, and that is O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you are guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts that you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at the guaranteed lowest prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Well, it is Friday. That's right. It should be day two of the Masters. Of course, it's been postponed, and it's something we always look so forward to when the month of April rolls around, and now it has been rescheduled for the month of November. We are looking forward to our next guest, always a true honor to have the opportunity to visit with us, former PGA Tour player and author Larry Miller. Good evening, Larry.
Good evening, everybody, again. Another week by and another week closer to normal. Hopefully.
Yes, I think we are. We see a glimmer of hope, some light at the end of the tunnel, and I think we are starting to move into the right direction. But I'm excited to hear about the Masters, being rescheduled in the month of November. I mean, Jack Nicklaus said it himself in an interview this week. He wasn't even sure if that was going to happen. But weigh in on the new date. So how do you think Augusta National is going to look in the month of November?
Well, it's going to be different. But not horrible. I checked out the average weather, in Augusta, Georgia, in November, and the average highs are in the mid 60s, and the average lows are in the high 40s. So that's not really that's actually really good. Those are going to be very pleasant high temperatures during the day. The early morning tee times are going to be a little chilly. Mm-hmm. The guys that are going off first, probably the first third of the field, are going to have typically probably pretty chilly conditions to play, but not that bad. It's not going to be anything like in the 30s, with fierce winds blowing or anything. However, I will tell you this. I've seen Halloweens in New Orleans here where it was absolutely freezing cold mm-hmm. because a front would come through. And that's the risk. Kind of playing Russian roulette with the weather in November in the South. You can get a cold front, and if that happens, they could have some really cold weather. But theoretically, looking at the historical averages, it should be pretty nice, really. But I'll tell you this, the golf course is going to play longer than it would play in April. There's no question about it. You're going to have lower temperatures for sure, even though not freezing, but the ball's not going to go as far. The course is probably going to be a little bit more cushiony, you might say, that time of year.
Uh-huh.
It's probably leading up to that. They'll get some rain. And of course, Augusta, Augusta National has that sub-air system, and those people can make the golf course play however they want it to play. They can make the greens as fast as they want, and they can get the fairways running too. But nonetheless, the ball simply will not go as far in November as it does in April. So the course is going to play a little longer. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that the long hitters, the bombers, are going to have even more of an advantage at Augusta than they normally do. Normally it is a long hitter's golf course because they can hit those par fives with short irons and mid irons, and they're almost like par fours to them. So that's going to give them even more of an advantage because it's going to make it a lot longer for the shorter hitters on tour. So I think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to see the course play a little longer, and it's going to favor the longer hitters. And of course, that's all theoretical because those are just averages, and anything can happen in the late months of the year.
It's interesting, Larry, you talk about how the conditions will be different as you break down, perhaps how this course will play. You also provided a weather forecast, but I'm thinking about even, the sun sets in the month of April. In November, it'll set around 5:30, but in April, it's around 7:30, 8 o'clock. So the days are going to be shorter.
Yeah, but they'll probably offset that with an earlier start. They'll probably go, maybe 30 to 45 minutes earlier starting with the first tee times to take care of that shorter day problem. And then, of course, if you get with a day that short, if you get any kind of a rain delay, Well, boy, that pushes you now into the into the next day and creates a big mess with another short day coming up the next day. So, it you know, hypothetically, it could turn into a big fiasco if they get a lot of dicey weather during the tournament. But like I said, historically, it looks like during that month, they generally have only 4 or 5 days of rain on average in November in Augusta. So, you know, if it all plays out like the averages suggest, then it should be really pretty nice. And but it's really going to be interesting to have a Masters in November. Just seems weird.
Well, and the azaleas yeah. will be gone too, right?
That's right. Yeah, they're going to have to Photoshop some of the TV pictures, I guess.
So who will the Masters favor?
Well, you're going to look at the guys like McIlroy and Woods and Dustin Johnson and Tony Finau and you know, all the guys that hit it, you know, that hit it 300 plus. I think you're going to see the shorter hitters really have a tough time. You know, you guys like Zach Johnson, who's a short hitter comparatively, even though he's won at Augusta in April, of course. But when he plays a longer golf course like that, and of course this is a lot number of years later, where he's probably lost some distance, you're going to have a hard time contending. The guys that can only hit at 270 or so, you know, they're going to have a really tough time with the golf course in November. It's just going to play longer. I've played some of those type courses at both times of year, and there's a marked difference in the way it plays in the early months of the year and the later months. The course just plays faster, in March and April and May than it does or even in June and July than it does in later months. So, the McIlroys, the Dustin Johnsons, Finau, Woods, all the guys that really move it out there. You know, DeChambeau's become a very long hitter. He's another one that's going to have a good chance. Let's just hope it really happens. You know, I have reservations. You know, this virus came on very quickly, but it's not going to go away as quickly as it came on. It's going to take a while to get this thing toned down, and let's just hope by then they have a handle on it. And it looks like they will, but that's wishful and hopeful thinking, and hope it works that way.
You're listening to the familiar voice, Larry Miller, former PGA Tour player. As we are inside the ropes, he joins us each and every week. Yep, we've been talking about the PGA Tour. They have reconfigured their schedule. We're talking about the fact that the Masters will now be played, hopefully, fingers crossed, in the month of November. And it's interesting, Jack Nicklaus said this week that he believes it will benefit world number one Rory McIlroy, that perhaps with it being played in the month of November, it would give him the advantage. But Larry, how do you think Tiger will perform? I mean, I have to think in my mind, he's getting some time to rest and an extended period to fully recover from some, what, you know, lingering injuries. And I think that would prove to be beneficial.
Yeah, on one hand, it's going to be very beneficial to him to really get a lot of rest and maybe get his body rejuvenated. But it's a, you know, it's a double-edged sword. The other end of it is the fact of is like I said last week, the rust factor from not playing any competition, and how thick is that rust going to be?
Okay,
you know, some of the early majors are trying to reschedule. I just have serious doubts about that happening. It's just too. I think it's going to be too soon. I know they want to do that to be positive and give hope and have a set goal, but boy, it just seems unrealistic the way this thing's going. I know here in Louisiana, it's still escalating. You know, it's still on the increase, and it hasn't even hit some parts of the country yet as hard, and that could happen. Now, the effects of what we're doing with the social distancing and all the mitigations, you know, let's hope that really does have a strong effect. But it's like a wave going around a stadium, you know, this virus going around the country. And just because a place right now doesn't have much of it doesn't mean it can't explode like it did here in New Orleans. But let's think, you know, fingers crossed, say a prayer that does not happen and that this thing really is on the brink of declining.
Okay, so let's look in our rearview mirror. You know, when Tiger won last year in 2019 and won the Masters, in your mind, Larry, is that the greatest sports comeback ever?
It has to be. I think it has to be the greatest comeback ever. It might not be the greatest sports moment for sure. You know, when you think of the Miracle on Ice and so many other things.
Oh, yeah.
But, as far as a comeback story and a comeback performance, that really has to, in my mind, and not just because I'm a golf professional, but involved in the sport. But I think just across the whole spectrum of sports, it has to be the greatest comeback ever. The guy was like left for dead.
Yeah, it was a miracle.
Not just physically, but psychologically and everything else, and that he went through. And for him to come back and win that tour championship, of course that was only against 30 players, but to go and win the Masters after all of that was just not only amazing, but a tribute to how great of a player that guy really is.
You know, when we think about Tiger, how do you think he's been able to bounce back and still generate so much power when coming off, you know, the back injury and the multiple injuries that he had?
Well, he's just that good, talent-wise. And then look at his body. I mean, the guy's got a prototypical athlete's body. He's just built for the game. And you combine that with his strong, strong mental, and that's the big thing that enabled him to come back, too, was his ability to be strong mentally and not give in and cave in to the problems and the adversities that he had. He was strong enough to get through it. It's a real vote for positive, strong thinking. And then you combine all that with his just sheer talent, his natural talent. And, I've talked to other tour players, former tour players, friends of mine, and almost to a man, they agree that Tiger Woods is not just better than everybody else. He's a lot better if you look at the whole body of work and what he's done. So that's what I think. I think it's a combination of things. But very strong mental attitude was a big, big part of it.
Larry Miller is a life member of the PGA of America and former PGA Tour player. He's the author of 4 books on golf and performance. His latest release, Ben Hogan's Secret Fundamental, What He Never Told the World. We're looking forward to book number 5. And you can check him out at LarryMillerGolf.com. You know, Larry, I was just talking about, or we were just discussing, you know, Tiger's injuries. But I'm thinking about Brooks Koepka as well. And he's had his struggle even early on here in 2020. He's not been at his best. So maybe this downtime, he can kind of reboot and he'll be ready to go when everything gets back and gets the green light ready to play.
I think so. I think it's going to help him a lot, too. And he's one of those guys, you know, he's on that next tier from Tiger Woods in terms of, you know, how good they really are. You know, he doesn't have the short game that Woods ever had, the putting and the chipping and the pitching and the creativity around the greens and the ability to just, get it up and down from everywhere when his long game's not clicking. Tiger Woods had just maybe the best short game in the history of the game. Koepka does not have that. He's got a lot, and he's right on a little level right below Woods, along with a few others. But, the rest is going to help him, too. And if we ever get back to playing this year, I expect him to have a pretty good year.
Our PGA News and Notes continues with Larry Miller after this quick break.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour 2, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us on Twitter. Right now, we're going to continue the conversation with former PGA Tour player as we are inside the ropes with Larry Miller. I was going to have you weigh in on the revised calendar of events on the PGA Tour. I tell you what, 2021 is going to be stacked. A smorgasbord of sporting events to choose from.
Oh, it's going to be like a stampede, a cattle drive. They're going to be coming out of the gate with guns firing.
Oh, it's crazy. Hey, yeah, go ahead.
All of us are going to be doing that when we can start playing again.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned you talk so much about Tiger's putting, his short game. Who do you give the most credit to as far as helping him with that particular facet of his game?
You know, at various times he's had different help, but he's got natural talent and touch for it, and he practiced it a lot as a kid, you know, as a junior player. His focus was really on the short game, and that was smart, and his dad had a lot to do with that. His father was
right.
Smart enough to know how important the short game was, and so he had Tiger practicing that probably 80% of the time he practiced was on his, you know, from 100 yards in with wedges and pitches and chips and putts and sand shots too, bunker shots. But then he had some help from Steve Stricker at one point when Tiger was struggling with the putter. Stricker gave him a great tip. He said, Tiger, he said, when you miss short putts, it's because your head moves a little bit.
What
he made him do was he made him look at the bill of his cap or his visor and when he was putting and made sure that the bill of his cap didn't move when he stroked the putt. And if your bill of your cap doesn't move, your head's not going to move. It was just a visual reference that he gave him, and it worked. And he started putting well again and has been ever since.
What a great tip. Hey, former PGA Tour player Larry Miller joins us each and every week at the Next Generation of Sports Radio. That is SB Nation Radio. You and Connie stay safe and have a wonderful Easter weekend. And we'll look forward to our conversation next week. We'll talk some more about the revised calendar of the PGA Tour.
Okay, and everybody out there, have a great Easter and stay safe.
Thank you so much. That, of course, was Larry Miller, former PGA Tour player. Hope all of you have a